Well, they would have if it wasn't for me. Yeah, a lot of them are. I mean, it's a very low-power FM. Ours is even worse because it's a Class D in the 80s that the feds tried to get all of the stations that were... These are FM Class Ds that around here were... All the licensees were schools or colleges. And there are a bunch of them. And in the 80s, the feds said, okay, you guys have to upgrade or you're going to forever be a D, and we're not going to protect you at all, and you're going to be always limited into a D status, which is, you know, 10 watts transmitter output, which is ridiculous. So, which is why they wanted to get rid of them. So all the other schools upgraded to Cs, which are like 100 to 300 watts, depending on antenna height. They're not bad little signals. And it's very useful. Is a community emergency asset. We really like our radio station. We program a lot of stuff on it. And there's enthusiasm, and we kind of tied it into our community television channel that we operate. And I put the thing back on the air. My brother and I helped put that on the air in 74, so we're kind of enthusiastic about it. But you got to have somebody that really, really cares and wants to do the extra effort and go find the money for it to make it worthwhile, because there is not any, they're just, this is the kids in the high school, they care less about it. They don't care about radio like we used to.